Number 140823, A Year with the Church Fathers. Be happy with enough. Wealth isn't really much fun, says St. John Chrysostom. A simple life is not only more conducive to virtue, but also just feels better. Let's see whether wealth has any pleasure or honor, for in my eyes, the case is just the opposite. First of all, if you don't mind, let's look into the meals of rich and poor and ask the guest which ones enjoy the purest and most genuine pleasure. Is it the ones who recline on couches all day, enjoying breakfast with dinner, and bulge out their stomachs and dull their senses and sink the vessels with an outladen cargo of food, a waterlog of, and drench the ship like some shipwreck of the body? Who create fetters and manacles and gags and bind their whole bodies with a band of drunkenness and gluttony more painful than any iron chain, and never enjoy a sound sleep uninterrupted by nightmares, and are more miserable than madmen, bringing a kind of self-imposed demon into the soul, and showing themselves as a laughing stock to their servants, or rather as a tragic spectacle to the kinder sorts among them, provoking tears, and who can't recognize anyone who's there, and can't speak or hear, but have to be carried away from their couches to their beds? Or is it the ones who are sober and vigilant, and only eat what they need, and sail with a favorable breeze, and find hunger and thirst the best seasoning for their food and drink? For nothing is better for your health and enjoyment than to be hungry and thirsty when you sit down to eat, and to be satisfied only with the food you need, never going past that limit, or imposing a load on your body that it can't handle. St. John Chrysostom, no one can harm the man who does not injure himself. Number 7. In God's presence, consider, do I spend too much time on pleasure that bring no real pleasures? Closing prayer. Father, the unrighteous have told me of many pleasures, but nothing as pleasant as your law. I am poor and needy, but let me find all I need in your care. Through the Year with Thomas Merton. Renewed in Scripture. By the reading of Scripture, I am so renewed that all nature seems renewed around me and with me. The sky seems to be a cooler blue, the trees a deeper green, light is sharper on the outlines of the forest and the hills, and the whole world is changed with the glory of God, and I feel fire and music in the earth under my feet, the sign of Jonas. Magnificat, a reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Chapter 17, verses 22 through 27. As Jesus and his disciples were gathering in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day." And they were overwhelmed with grief. When they came to Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax approached Peter and said, "Does not your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes," he said, when he came into the house. Before he had time to speak, Jesus asked him, "What is your opinion, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take tolls or census tax? From their subjects or from foreigners?" When he said from foreigners, Jesus said to him, "Then the subjects are exempt. But that we may not offend them, go to the sea, drop in a hook, and take the first fish that comes up. Open its mouth, and you will find a coin worth twice the temple tax. Give that to them for me and for you," the Gospel of the Lord. The meditation of the day, the grace to overcome our grief. You must be prepared for moments of darkness, anguish, uncertainty, fear, sometimes very insistent temptations, and sufferings of the body and the soul, that are 100 times more severe. In fact, there were nothing to bear for what would you go to heaven? Without struggle, victory would be impossible, and without victory, there can be no crown, and there can be no reward. Therefore, from now on, be prepared for anything. However, we must not be afraid of anything, because we can and we must win. But how? Here is how: by not trusting ourselves in any way, and by offering all of ourselves, all the temptations and all our difficulties to the Immaculata. Surely, we will always be victorious. The Immaculata cannot abandon her children. Serving the Immaculata with fidelity, we can give the best service to our family. In fact, is she not able to help our families incomparably better than we can ourselves? Let us entrust to her all of those close to our hearts, and she, the best among mothers, will help them in the best way possible. Imagine how we will be happy on our deathbed when we can say with all sincerity, O Immaculata, for your mercy I consecrated all my life to you. I worked for you I suffered, and now I die for you. I am yours. What peace, what sense and serene joy will fill our hearts in the sense of seeing her soon. I finish here because I have written too much, wishing that you love the Immaculata so much that you are no longer able to live without her. Golden Nuggets, number 1, 2, and 3 by Honor Books. Golden Nugget number 1, inspired by Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Anyone can hold the helm when the sea is calm. Golden Nugget number 2, inspired by Philippians chapter 4, verse 9. The things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace shall be with you. We learn from experience. A man never wakes up his second baby just to see it smile. Golden Nugget number 3, Proverbs chapter 27, verse 10. Your own friend and your father's friend, forsake them not. Better is a neighbor who is near in spirit than a brother who is far off in heart. The best antique is an old friend. Chesterton, Day by Day. It cannot be too often repeated that all democracy is an attempt like that of Jolly Hostess to bring shy people out. For every practical purpose of a political state, for every practical purpose of a tea party, he that abaseth himself must be exalted. At a tea party, it is essentially obvious that he that exalteth himself must be abased, if possible, without bodily violence. Tremendous trifles. Reflection. Beware of a parent's curse, for a parental curse is a dreadful thing. Value and seek a parental blessing, for it will be with you through your entire life. The all-wise Syriac speaks, for the blessing of the father establishes the houses of children, but the curse of the mother rooteth out foundations. Syriac chapter 3, verse 9. The curse by which Enoch cursed the descendants of Ham continued to follow the unfortunate Hamites, but the sons of Jacob have had blessing in their lives by the grace of their father's blessing. As a young man, St. Sergius begged his parents for their blessing to become a monk. His aged parents begged their son to wait a while and abide with them until their death and then be tonsured a monk. Sergius obeyed his parents and was blessed throughout his life. Bishop Hermogenes related that a man mistreated his wife. When his mother tearfully scolded him because of it, the son attacked his mother, beat her, and smashed her head against the wall. The sorrowful mother cried out, Lord, may my son be cursed, and may he not have my blessing or thy blessing. That same day the son began to tremble throughout his entire body, and for 13 years he trembled so badly that he was not even able to raise a spoon to his mouth. He finally made his confession and received Holy Communion, which eased his suffering a little. Soon afterward, he died. A quotation from St. Teresa. Do you realize that Jesus is there in the tabernacle expressly for you alone? He burns with a desire to come into your heart.